Spare cats and spare kids. What's the difference?
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the new Answers book.
Did you know that people who accept evolution are more inclined to believe that there's really not much difference between cats and children? You know why? Well, they believe we're all just animals anyway. And sadly, this has had an enormous influence on the way people view abortion. You see, if evolution's true and if man's just an animal, then what's in a mother's womb is just an animal. If you get rid of excess cats, and if you didn't want the child growing in the mother's womb, well, you get rid of unwanted kids in the same way. You know, sadly, many people will spend a lot of time and money trying to find a home for a cat, or they'll demand animal rights, but many of them will think nothing of having an abortion to get rid of an unwanted child. Because of evolutionary indoctrination, people are abandoning the Bible's message of the sanctity of life. That humans aren't special. They're just animals in an evolutionary history. We need to return to the absolute authority of the Word of God.
Our new pocket guide on the origin of man will reveal that we're not descended from an ape-like ancestor. We're created by God in His image. For the evidence, request our 96-page pocket guide. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS and make a donation of any size. This is one of the last days we're offering this great resource. 24 hours a day at 888-89-ANSWERS or on the web at answersoffer.org.